So I said I would do these quite frequently. So do you know what? There's been a lot on social media this week about having it all, right? So the post was, it was one of my friends, Jenny, that posted it actually. And it was about, like, recently in society, we've been all about having it all. So when we say having it all, we mean literally that. So you can have the career, you have the marriage, the kids, your hobby, you have it all. You have to look after yourself, you're doing your 10,000 steps a day for you basically maintain your weight. So that having it all, I have to say, is unfortunately, you're bearing it all. Yep, and what I mean by bearing it all is that mum load that I spoke about in the last podcast is absolutely laded, like a seaside donkey. You are literally burning the candle at both ends until you crash. And that's what people say all the time to me, oh my God, like you do so much, you fit so much in. I do so much and fit so much in because I need to. Like, one, I was catapulted into parenthood at a point where I was just about to, well, I wasn't just about, I was actually there with international rugby. I was playing, I was starting games, I found out I was pregnant, I was quite far on. So a part of me, selfishly or unselfishly, it depends on their opinion, I still try to keep my rugby kind of around about me because I want the kids to see that you can have hobbies and it's not just about like being a mum or working. But by me wanting to have it all, I have to fit in crazy amounts. So I have to fit in my working week around about the kids' hobbies, because obviously that is a priority. But I also have to do all the mundane stuff, like the food shop. My hubby does help me a lot with like the chores. He does the dishwasher and stuff. But we do still have to have it all. Like, I have to get ready at stupid o'clock, either at night or in the morning, to even remotely be able to have it all. So I guess what we're all talking about is the same thing. Yes, men have got careers and men can do their hobbies. It's just not the same thing. Because we're expected as women to work like we don't have children. We're also expected to live like we don't have children. I mean, you're meant to be a good pal. You're meant to be a good mummy. You're meant to be a good partner. You're meant to be a good family member and keep in touch with people, have a hobby, look after yourself, make sure your house is tidy, your kids are in the right size of clothing, your house has got healthy snacks, your car's clean, your garden has to be tidy. Listen, I've gave up on the whole stupid social media idea of a perfect household. It just does not exist. Like, see everyone that's chasing that white, kind of clinical looking clean house. I'm sorry, I have got three kids and I was the cleanest kind of OCD person before kids. I'm sorry, a clean house is not a happy house because something has to give. If you're spending hours and hours cleaning, that's time that you're not sitting with your kids when you're not at work and not doing your hobby. So for us, and I don't know if I speak for many people, but your house has got to be the one that has to give, because that's the only thing. That when your kids are grown up, your job's finished, your hobbies have ended, that's the only thing that you'll be able to do anyway. So let's face it, you can park the house now. You can't really park your development of your kids or your play or your memories. You've got to put effort into your partner and you've absolutely got to do your job. So for me, we can't have it all. Listen, do you know what I do now? And this is hilarious because this is a strategy that I adapted when I had the three, when they were all under three. Don't let people in your house. If people are going to judge you, for a start, they're not the right people if they're judging you anyway, because you've got three children, or one child, or two children, or a dog. Do you know what I mean? People are going to judge your house and say, oh, our house is very clean. They're not your people. We can have it all, but don't have them. So what I'm trying to say to you is, yeah, we have put a lot of pressure on us, right? I see you. I get you. I feel it. Honestly, if you ever want to be ran, or, like, and that's another thing, the cold water therapy for me has me added another dimension to having it all, right? Because that's my one way, of being away from everything, any pressure from work, home, parenthood, even sport. It's a different thing. It's a wellness, mindfulness, anti-stress situation with surrounded by really, really supportive women. Like, do you know what? I couldn't have got by these last 3 years without some of the women that have supported me. And actually, we can have it all. We just need to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves. But having it all is going to look so different, excuse me, for every single individual person. So some people might not even be that bothered about their career because they're focusing on being mum and being a stay-at-home mum. They want to be there full-time. They're taking their kids to school. They're making them lovely homemade packed lunches. Their house is pristine. That is a priority for them. And listen, we shouldn't be shaming that either. Being a stay-at-home mum is one of the hardest jobs in the world. When I was at home for pretty much 3 years with my three little babies, it was the most lonely, isolating, miserable time of my life, but also amazing. It doesn't make sense because it's a contradictory statement, but like, you are literally a hefty, hefty load that you're carrying at that point. You're lonely. You literally are like clock watching until your partner comes in just so you can go and have a pee in peace, or just to go and take a decompressed breather. So yeah, this is a follow-up really from what I said last time about that kind of mum load and having it all. And this is by no means shaming on anyone. Listen, I very much get that I put pressure on myself because I want the career. I want to be a good mummy for my kids. I want to play sport, a cold water swim. That's my truth. That's my life. It's not going to suit everybody. It kind of is me putting a lot of pressure on myself, but you have to understand why people are doing that. Because when you're a parent, you lose yourself a little bit. Like, you're so much, there's so much focus on the children's needs that sometimes you do get a bit lost, and that's what leads to low mood and burnoutness and tiredness and frustration, a little bit of kind of relationship breakdown, because you're all basically still battling like parenthood at the same time as trying to gain yourself or regain yourself. So the reason I do it is because I've learned that what doesn't work for me is me not doing a sport or not having some time out to myself, just focusing 100% on being a social worker and being a mum. That is not enough for me. Like, I know it sounds really, really selfish, but it's just not enough for me. I have done high performance rugby. I feel like I'm quite a high performer. I've done well in my job. So to sit down every night after work and when the kids are in bed, I do want to go and train, and I do want to go a cold water dip, because actually focusing on the house and sitting down on my ass, it just isn't for me. But about having it all, you have to obviously be honest as well. So if there's catalysts that are stressing me out, right, my house stresses me out until I decided, actually, does it really stress me out, or am I actually trying to keep other people happy? And I'm not mentioning anyone's names because it's just know what I'm about, but we should be in this clinical, perfect life. Do you know what? Do you know what's lovely? Imperfect people. People that are like, come into my house. Oh, excuse me. Like, they're not really that bothered. They're just like, come and get a cup of tea. Move the kids' toys. Move the blankets. Sorry about the mess. I had it tidied last week. You missed it. Sorry. Like, that is where we should be striving as women and females and mums and professionals and whatever. I'm telling you this now. You'll never get any shaming from me. Love you. Bye.